From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Spirit of the Eagle by Vella Munn. Now let's begin with Spirit of the Eagle, Chapter 1. December 21st, 1866. Northern California, near Lost River, north of the land of burned-out fires. The Modoc girl, known as Taina, sat huddled in the dark, staring at the dying coals from the fire that kept the winter storm from invading the small wickiup. The air on her naked body was no longer so hot that it made her sweat, as it had when she went to bed, but she couldn't stir herself enough to reach for a deerhide blanket or her sagebrush bark dress. Nearby, her father snored. Although she couldn't see the short, thickly built man, she easily imagined him, sprawled on his back, arms outstretched, mouth open. He might reach for his wife, but tonight his possessive fingers would touch nothing. Nana, Taina's mother, was gone. A tulle mat had been placed over the wickiup's roof opening as protection against snow and wind. If she added wood to the fire, the air would fill with smoke. Still, she wished she had something to do, something to take her mind off her mother. There was nothing. Biting back tears, she repositioned her thin legs and turned her attention to the ladder that stretched to the opening. In her mind, she saw her mother push aside the covering and descend. When she reached the ground, Nana would look around for her daughter, and then, laughing a little in her excitement, tell her about the multitude of birds and other wildlife she'd seen while she was gone. Only tonight, Nana wasn't out watching a long-legged crane pick its way through the swampy ground at the edge of Modoc Lake, while hundreds of eagles patrolled the sky, their fierce cries seeming to echo against the distant mountains. Tonight, Nana had gone out in a fierce storm because her husband had ordered her to go to the soldiers from Fort Klamath. Unable to...